This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's head down Port O'Connor way. Now let's check in with Captain Lynn Smith. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing good. How about you?
Well, good. I'm just kind of waiting on the wind. I see it right? Are we supposed to get 40-mile-an-hour winds tomorrow?
Yeah, over 40, they say. Gust over 40.
Isn't that special?
Yeah, can't wait to get out there.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, I had an old friend of mine from Colorado. He and his wife are down in Corpus and supposed to come down and go out with me tomorrow. And I told him, I said, man, you better rethink this. You know, I said, we may just have to get together and kind of see each other and enjoy the day, but I don't know if you want to get out on the water, but I said this is a 40-mile-an-hour winds. It's going to be kind of brutal. But anyway, I thought, man, oh, man, something else. But we had a big weekend. We had the Crawfish Festival down here yesterday and a boat show going on and a big fishing tournament.
Really?
I mean, man, the town was hopping.
Yeah, man.
Man, I'm telling you. They had a fishing tournament down here with over 100 boats in it.
Lord.
You think we had some boats on the water yesterday?
I'm telling you, it's fishing season. They're coming out of the woodwork right now, buddy.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. And I went out scouting for this tournament Friday. I didn't have a party Friday, so I said, well, I'm going to go out and scout. I got to find some fish for this tournament. And man, I tell you what, I was all over the redfish, and we had the high tides had come up, and I love seeing that high tide. You know, I like to get back in those lakes, and I was drifting in this one lake and throwing topwaters, and oh my goodness, those redfish were all in there, and they were all over my topwaters. I was throwing a pink skitter walk, and they were jumping all over that.
That's been the hot bait down in Corpus the last couple of weeks, pink skitter walk.
Oh, I love that bait, yeah. And they were jumping all over it. And I was catching and releasing them. And I got into one area that was catching trout, too. And I said, well, I'm going to catch something for lunch. And so I kept one 18-inch trout. And then I did catch one red about a little over 20 inches. And I said, I'll just keep them too. So I kept one red and one trout, but I was releasing all the reds, the bigger reds. And then I came on in, I just left them. I left them biting. And I said, I'm not going to, work them over. But man, they were in there. those reds were solid in this one spot. And then I came on in and had lunch, and I was talking to a couple of buddies of mine that went back in this one lake that I like to fish, and they just smoked them. They just said those fish were really in there. But that tide had come up, and those fish really moved into those lakes, you know, trout and reds.
Yeah.
So it was It was good. It was really good. So I'm glad to see that water.
Too. You can get in there and get out of. Well, it's still windy, but it's fishable. You can operate.
It is.
You know?
It is. And you can still throw a topwater in that wind. I like to throw something that's loud. You know, something a skitter walk or something that's. Those a good rattle, a loud rattle.
She-dog's a good noisy
one. A she-dog.
That'll drive them
crazy. Yes, it is. A she-dog and a skater walk, I like both those baits.
Sure.
In fact, funny you mention that, I went to a she-dog just to try it, and I was catching them on that too, you know.
Right.
So it didn't really matter. And as long as it's loud and that wind, that's the main thing. But... it was a good day, and I moved around to several spots, you know, checking different areas, and it was good. Those fish were turned on, man. They really were. It was good, but there were a lot of boats on the water yesterday.
Yeah, there was a tournament up here yesterday too. And there was a lot of boats in it, from what I understand. It's that time of year, man.
Yes, it is.
There's usually a tournament of two or three per weekend at every port on the coast.
That's right.
Fish get
a lot of
pressure.
That's what it is here.
A lot of pressure.
Every Saturday, there's tournaments at two or three here. Every Saturday. And that's why I tell customers.
That's a good excuse to go fishing and throw a party.
That's why I tell customers, I say, guys, you don't want to fish Saturdays, fish Sunday, you know.
Right.
I said, there's a third of the boats on the water Sunday. That
everybody's
were there
all
Saturday.
Hung over on Sunday morning. They get up and go, man, that wind's puffing a little bit. It's only, what is it, about 10 or 12? Let's sleep in.
Oh, yeah. We picked up some guys one Sunday morning on the canal. They had a house rented on the canal, and it was a company deal, and we had about a five boat deal, and I picked them up and picked these guys up, and they got on the boat. I ran about 10 minutes down the canal to a shell reef, and I shut down, and we were going to drift this reef and work it over, try to catch some trout on it. And just as I shut down, one of the guys up on the bow, he came running back to the back of the boat and sat down. And he looked kind of funny, kind of peaked, you know. And I said, you're going to throw up, aren't you? And he said, I might. And he just kind of leaned over the side and threw up. He hadn't even been to sleep, you know, all night. They just partied all night, you know. I said, oh, my God.
I mean, these company guys, deals like that where the company's paying for everything, free liquor and free everything, free guided trip. Hey, they unwind, they, brother.
Boy, they do, man.
I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. They get away from home, get away from mama. They come to party. Yeah, it's funny. It's funny.
Kind of reminds me of deer camp, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Way back when. Yeah, way back when. Yeah, I go, guys, man, you need to go to bed early and get up early and you know, fish hard and then party, you know. Then celebrate. Yeah. Boy, it's funny. Yeah, we see it all. We could write a pretty good book, Mickey. We could write a good book our stories. Oh, my goodness.
Seen a lot over the years.
I've seen them make a real hard, long cast and just fall overboard with the rod and reel. I've seen them do it,
Oh,
man.
Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I had one pass out on the ladder one day. Went back there to use the restroom, standing on the waiting platform, and just good night, Irene, just passed out and fell in.
Oh, my goodness.
And I looked at all of their buddies and said, you better go get him. They're just kind of all in shock, so I dove in and got the guy and brought him back up.
Oh, my
Lord
goodness.
Have mercy. We don't want any fatalities. It's time. Might be time to pull a plug on this event.
Oh, man.
You know you're in trouble when they show up with an offshore cooler and it's level
oh,
four
yeah.
beer and all their sandwich stuff's laying on top.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
It's going to be a long day.
Oh, yeah. Or a short day.
Or short. True.
That's true. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a party with a whole bunch of girls one time, and of course they partied all night long, you know, and oh man, we picked them up, and they were pretty happy when we picked them up, you know. They'd been partying all night, and same deal, man. I mean, these gals were lit when they got on the boat, and it was a short day for them, you know. They
well, they got out there, and everybody started coming down off their highs, and getting those bad hangovers, and hey, it's time for
Up. Well, I don't think these girls ever stopped drinking, you know. They were just partying, man. They had a good time.
They probably had that mentality. Hey, I may have a hangover, but it's not going to be today.
That's right. I know when we pulled back to the dock, we got back to the dock, I told this one girl, I said, grab that rope right there. Well, she reached out to grab the rope and just fell overboard, you know.
Oh, Lord.
I said, oh, boy. You know, this is the end of a hell of a day, you know. And it was so funny. I mean, we had a great day. They caught a lot of fish and had a good time. But, oh, it was hilarious. It was hilarious. Yeah. And one of the boats had some Texas cheerleaders on it. And they were wearing their bikinis and all this. And one of the guys on my boat said, look at that girl. Look at those girls with those bikinis. I said, yeah, they're Texas cheerleaders. I said, one of my buddies has got them. And he said, oh, my goodness, look at that one. I said, I've got some binoculars here. He said, oh, let me see them. So I had him binoculars. He went, oh, my goodness, look at that one. He went, oh, she's looking at me. She saw me looking.
Yeah, he looked like that wolf on that cartoon with his eyes popping out of his head. Remember that
That's
cartoon
right.
with that wolf?
Oh, yeah. And then he was embarrassed. You know, it was so funny. And all day long, that one buddy of mine with those girls on the boat, all the boats were dogging him. You know, they were circling him, so he couldn't catch any fish. Because all the boats were hanging around him. It was so funny. Yeah, we had a good time. But, yeah, we could write a pretty good book, Mickey.
Oh, man, we've seen some stuff.
Hadn't we?
Some good stuff and some stuff that we're not so proud of. But
I know. Well, you've been guiding a lot longer than I have.
Well, but, we're in the entertainment business.
Yes, we are.
Basically.
Yes, we are.
It's catching fish is the bonus, but you know, on the slow days, you got to entertain them. Got to keep things going.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's what I tell some of these young
people. Storyteller. I mean, hey, let's get it all in here.
That's what I tell these young guys. I said, guys, you are in the entertainment business, and you're out there to entertain them. You know, but they're here to have fun. They're not here to be fussed at and all that. I know. We've had a couple of guys that they get mad at the customers and all this. Hey, you don't want to do that. They're here to have fun, you know.
I like the old saying, the customer's always right. But, you know, a man does need, he has to know his limitations. There's only so much you can put up with.
It's, that's right.
I've only had a couple of those kind of bad trips like that where just there was no – there just wasn't any mix there. It was just it was bad from the start and bad all the way to the finish. Just nothing, you know. Some people are just belligerent.
Yeah, I've had
nothing you can do about it. You can put them on 8 pounds maybe, every cash, and they still wouldn't be happy.
Yeah, yeah. In all the years I've been guiding, I think you can count them on one hand, you know.
Yeah.
That I've had guys like that.
I had one crew I put on the dock at 10 o'clock in the morning, just threw all their gear out and said, you don't owe me anything. Please don't ever call me again.
Uh-huh. I've had one crew like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. Bad deal.
Yeah, just one deal. Mm. Yep. And turn around and heading back, and they say, where are you going? I said, we're going to the dock.
That's it.
And don't ever, ever call me again. And nope. You don't owe me a nickel. Y'all just get off the boat.
That's it. Can't take it anymore. Well, where are you going?
Nope.
I said, I'm going back out. I'm going to go fishing and catch some fish. See y'all later. I'm out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let me knock this break out, Lynn. Hang on. I'll be right back at you, buddy.
All righty.
Well, folks, the 36th annual CCA Star Tournament, that's coming up Memorial Day weekend. It'll start then, run all summer to Labor Day. And it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Sign up today and take advantage of up to $2 million in prizes and scholarships for inshore and offshore divisions. They'll have 120 tagged redfish released in Texas waters just before the tournament. Could change everything for you, a truck and boat package. Plus, you have other species to fish for like gafftop, drum, and sheephead. You can offshore fish for great prizes, too, when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. So go to startournament.org for real rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament is brought to you by great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Lone Star, Hall Power Polaris, Mountie Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptek, and Coastline Trailers. Again, go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Sign up today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 520 here in the Bayou City. All right, Lynn, we're back. We are back.
Yeah, buddy. Well, anyway, it's been a pretty wild weekend with all the – we had a boat show going on, too. They had a slew of boats over at the 5D restaurant out in front. And, well, there were some good-looking boats, man. I hate to even think about the price tag on these boats, man.
I know, man. Golly. Whew.
Oh,
I used to get new boat fever all the time. I mean, just couldn't wait for the next one. And it just, man, these prices kind of curtail that fever. Jeez.
Well, I didn't even drive over there. In fact, when I turned off the highway and drive by the 5D, I didn't even want to look over there. You know, I just turned my head and I just drove by it. I didn't even turn my head to look over there at them. Man. Oh, they had some pretty boats, you know. And
yes.
I saw a boat the other day, had a 500-horse motor on it. I went, oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Come on with it.
Good grief.
Play ball.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I mean, man. That's enough motor, I guarantee
you.
When
I first started guiding, a 140 was a giant engine back then, we thought. And then,
oh, yeah.
You know, then the 235s came out, and we're going, oh, Lord, this is awesome. Got to have one of them.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what, I don't think they made enough gasoline to run through a 235 all day out there. I mean, I never saw anything like it in my life.
Yeah, they burn the fuel.
Lord, and oil. My goodness.
Yeah, I was talking to a buddy of mine a while back, and we were talking about running down to the Darlington, you know,
right,
in the surf. And he told me, he said, well, I can't run down there to the Darlington and back. And I said, why can't
fuel capacity?
Yeah, he didn't have enough fuel. I said, you got to be kidding me. I mean, really? And I said, well, how big is your tank? And he said, I've only got like 16 gallons. And I said, what? 16 gallons?
Boy, you barely get away from the dock with a 235 like that back in the day.
I know it. And he's running a 250, you know. And I said, oh, my goodness.
With a 16-gallon tank. That's
yeah.
That's not good.
No. And he said, well, how many gallons do you have on your boat? I said, 60. I carry 60 gallons on mine. I mean, good grief. And I keep it topped off, you know.
Yeah, mine rolls 96, and I'll top it off.
Oh, yeah.
I'll run a couple of times, and then, you know, go ahead and top our own off. Keep that fresh fuel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Garbage fuel we run. Of course, you know, I dunk a whole bottle of Startron in there about every other fill-up.
Oh, man. I'm running that ethanol-free, and shoot, I top it off every time. We're fortunate enough to have that, you know, here.
Yeah, so there's a station in Baytown that has it, but it's $5 a gallon. You know, I buy it for my small engines, you know, weed eaters and
edge
trimmers and all that. But, yeah, I'd go broke $5 a gallon.
It's $3 here. But,
yeah, well, that's reasonable. I could live with that.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's not bad, but it gets down to about 350 there for a while. I mean a 250 for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very reasonable.
Yes.
Yeah, and but you know that ethanol ate the fuel the rubber out of my fuel pump.
Yeah, it'll eat the diaphragm out of it. Eats up fuel lines.
Yeah.
You know, everybody
had
to quit using those liner hoses, you know, that good gray hose with the plastic liner in it because of the ethanol. It'll separate from the fuel hose itself, and then as you advance your throttle, the fuel pressure goes through there, and it sucks it in, chokes off fuel to your engine.
Yeah. Well, I was using the right hoses and everything. And I put all the additives in my fuel every time I filled up.
Mm-hmm.
I did. But it ate the rubber out of my fuel pump.
Yeah, over a period of time, it's going to do that. It's going to eat it up.
It will. It'll do it, I guarantee you. I took off from the dock, and my fuel filter was clogged, you know, it wouldn't gain speed. I just crammed the throttle down, and I could hardly get on top.
Right.
And you knew your fuel filter was clogged. And got my fuel filter cleaned out and all that. A few days later, did the same thing. And I took it in the shop here, and a mechanic called me. He said, come here, look at this. And my fuel filter was black. It was just black. The gasoline was black. And he said, and we got to looking at it, and sure enough, that ethanol ate that rubber out of that fuel pump.
Right.
I couldn't believe it. But that's what it did. And the manufacturer wouldn't cover it.
Huh.
Wouldn't cover it under warranty. So I had to eat that one. But anyway. So, at the time, we didn't have ethanol free. fuel. And I was begging one of the guys that had one of the on-the-water deals here. I was begging him to have ethanol free. And he just said, oh, man, nobody'd buy it. Nobody'd buy it. It's just too expensive and all that. I said, I guarantee you I'd buy it, you know. I don't care what it costs. I'll buy it because we don't run that far.
It's going to cost you more down the road if you have a failure like that because of the fuel you're running.
And that's right.
You know, you
that's
think right. the government and all these, you know, car companies and outboard companies could have got on the same page and had some kind of agreement. Look, we need a little more time before you switch over to this so we can make components that will withstand this. And
yeah,
it's kind of like, you know, these truck manufacturers, these diesels, you know, Ford and Chevrolet and all of them with that CP4 pump that works fine overseas because they have a better fuel grade of diesel than we do. Our diesel became such garbage that that CP4 pump, they swore by it overseas, but it doesn't cut the mustard here in America. And then you fail with one of those pumps, you've just destroyed everything. You're talking anywhere from $12,000 to $15,000 to redo your entire fuel system, injectors, fuel tank. I mean, the whole nine. It is a nightmare. I think GM come to some kind of settlement over the CP4 pumps on, I think, 2011s to 2016s that had that CP4 pump. They ought to, the ones that haven't had a catastrophic event yet with their vehicles, they need to recall those and replace that pump with a CP3 or whatever, something better, I would think, you know, instead of just... I think they are settling with the ones that did have a catastrophic failure, and they settled for about $12,000 per customer. But it's I don't know. Fuel is everything.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You better know it. Definitely.
You think electric outboards will ever make it?
I don't think so. I really don't. Yeah, I saw a video.
They got some smaller horsepower ones, you know, that I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think it'll make it in the big powered. I really don't.
No.
I just don't see it happening. But I might be surprised, but I just don't see it. I don't think so.
Maybe years down the road, but probably not in our lifetime.
No, we won't see it. No, I don't believe. But anyway, yeah, I'll be surprised. Yeah, speaking of surprise, yesterday I actually saw one of the Tesla trucks here in town.
Yeah, one of those cyber trucks.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I actually saw one of those, and it wasn't on fire. Nobody set it on fire.
I've got some neighbors out my way where I live that there's a couple of them out there. They swear by it.
Oh, yeah. God almighty.
I mean, 0 to 60 in like 2 seconds or something. I mean, they scream. They're fast.
Gosh, man. I wouldn't want one.
I don't know how good they'd pull a boat.
I don't think very good.
No.
And I was talking to somebody who said they went and bought one of the trucks, one of the electric trucks, and they were telling them how good it would pull the boat and all that.
Nope.
And they tried to pull their boat, and they took it back. They took it back, wanted their money back. So anyway, it wasn't one of them.
If, you know, with that torque and pulling that weight of that boat, it's got to discharge the battery twice as fast.
I bet it does, yeah.
Yeah, you don't have any range at all. That'd be fine in Port O'Connor. You just pull down to the Froggies or somewhere and put in, but, you know, just pull down the highway to go to a tournament, you're not ever going to get there.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm about.
It all sounds good, though. It really does.
It's, yeah, doesn't it? Yeah, I'm about 300 yards from Froggies, you know.
Yeah, you don't have far to go, man. That's,
no.
All right, let me do this break. I'll be right back, buddy.
All right.
Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, alligator hunts, and, you know, don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters also. And bring your friends, bring your clients. Let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything for you, from five-star lodging, skeet shooting, and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. Your weekend here, it'll be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other big events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:37 here in the Bayou City. All right, Lynn, we are back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's the outlook looking like for Tuesday? Is it going to be windy Tuesday?
Yeah, if you like Monday, you'll love Tuesday. I think Tuesday looks like some more wind. Let me see what the updated is here on the refreshed forecast.
I hope it's not going to be as windy as Monday.
Yeah, Monday and Tuesday look the same. Wednesday looks like maybe about 5 miles an hour more. Looks like a windy beginning this week. And towards the weekend, we go drop down to about east at 10, you know, for Friday and then Saturday and Sunday, southeast at 15. But I think our rain chances kind of pick up to about 40% on Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
And on into next week, too. So, what a spring, what a spring. At least the fish is good, you know, for an April, for over here. Usually in April can be a nasty month. It can hurt you. And this year it's been really good. I'm really surprised.
I always like April and May. Yeah.
Yeah, for y'all, you know, but for us, we get in that in-between summer and spring pattern or whatever, some kind of transition or whatever these fish go through. They get on that glass minnow pattern, and boy, it's hard to catch them. They're so gorged, and this year it's not like that. Bite's been good. Knock on wood. I don't want to kill my luck here, man.
For sure. Well, like I told you, back in one of the lakes, I saw my first shark this year back in one of the lakes. that's kind of early to see one back there, but in pretty shallow water. But we normally see them in the summertime. They'll see them, you know, cruising in those lakes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's gives you a warm, fuzzy feeling.
Right.
And be back in there wading and have about a 6-foot bull come by you. But it happens, you know. But I saw my first one the other day for the summer. But I was in the boat.
They're infiltrating our bays.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. But you know, they're in there with you. You know.
Right.
It's just something you live with. You know. They're in there fishing right along with you. But I had some guys one year that I may have told you that we had about an 8-foot bull shark one year hanging out in this one area. And he would cruise this one area all summer long. And we just knew he was there. It didn't bother us, you know. And he didn't bother us. We didn't bother him. You know, we didn't put fish on stringers. We just... I have a little cooler I drag behind me, and I throw them in on a cooler. And I took some guys in there one day, and I didn't tell them about that shark. And I just told them, I said, if y'all catch a fish, we'll throw them here on the cooler in the ice, on the ice and everything. And we no sooner got out of the boat, and we were waiting on the edge of a flat and waiting a gut. And we just got out of the boat, and one of the guys said, uh-oh. And I looked over to my left, and that shark was up on that flat. And you could see his dorsal fin there, his tail out of the water, you know. And this guy's eyes are big as saucers looking at that shark. And I said, he said, what do we do? I said, just don't feed him. Just don't feed him, you know. I said, you catch a trout, do not throw an undersized trout in his direction.
No.
Yep. And you catch
a keeper. Launch it like a grenade off behind you somewhere.
Yeah, don't do that. And I said, if you catch a keeper, come over here and put him in this cooler. And he said, okay. I said, do not put him on a stringer and hang it out behind you. I said, you're just inviting him over to you.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you what, the worst thing is get out there on that hump with a stringer and dangle it out there behind you. Oh, my goodness. I've seen some nightmares out there.
Man, I don't know whether it was you or Naylor or somebody texted me a picture of a giant tiger shark that was caught off that hump.
Me.
A year or two. That was you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Man, I mean, and it doesn't surprise me. Blaine and I saw one like that one time, except it was a hammerhead swam through us. And
yeah.
Going, boy, you talk about creature week. My goodness.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, you're waiting right there behind Pascavala. I mean... You know how many sea creatures swim in through that pass, but
Lord. It's just a highway for them.
It is.
I told you, we were out there. There must have been 20 or 25 guys just lined up, you know, fishing south, casting toward those houses. We were casting mirrors and throwing toward those houses, toward that deeper water. And everybody were catching trout. I mean, we were just smoking them. And there was a shark came up out of that deeper water between us and those houses, and he came up onto the hump, and you could see his back out of the water and his tail out of the water, and you could see his head going side to side, and the fish were just exploding on that hump, man. I mean, coming out of the water, and he came around all of us, and everybody just standing there in waist-deep water or deeper, and everybody was just looking at each other going, oh, my goodness, you know, and that shark came around everybody, and then went right back in that deep water. And, I mean, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, you know, he wasn't after you. He was after those fish.
But it still makes you a nervous wreck. I mean.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And the chances are, you know, you're not going to get bit by a shark, but there's always that small percentage that you might.
Yes,
I don't
want
to give him a chance. That's
No. No, nobody does.
End up as bear bait or shark bait.
That's right. Yeah, one of my customers told me one time, he said, I'll never forget talking to you on the phone. And there was a report that there was like a 15-foot tiger shark in the bay, in Matagorda Bay, that they had tagged. And they had a report that he was in Matagorda Bay, and they had a name for him, you know, and
right.
They had him on satellite and all that stuff.
Oh, sir.
And anyway, this customer called me, and I was out in Matagorda Bay, and we were fishing, drifting a reef out there, and this customer called me, and I was talking to him on the phone while we're drifting this reef, and this kid on the boat sat down on my platform back there and had his feet in the water. And I turned around and this customer said, "I still remember you saying, hey boy, get your feet out of that water. There's a 15-foot tiger shark out here." And he said, "I still remember you hollering at that kid." And I said, "Man, that's all I need is a big 15-foot tiger shark come up here and jerk that kid off the back of my boat."
Oh, man.
Oh my goodness. Wouldn't that be a horror thing? Horror show. Oh, well,
that would
goodness.
Not be. That would not be good.
No, it would not. No, but it could sure happen. You know, it
I
could happen.
You. Stranger oh, things have happened over the years.
Oh, I'm telling you. I mean, you know, I've been out there on the hump and had a big old shark like that come by, cruise by. I mean, the hair on the back of your neck stands straight up. You know, like you said, you saw that big hammerhead out there. Those hammerheads, I've seen some big ones in the surf, and I mean, you know, they're just a monster, you know.
Well, there's
I mean,
no,
I've seen some.
There's no, you know, they're so distinct looking, that spike, that dorsal
oh,
fin
yeah.
comes straight up the way it does, and then with a tail fin out of the water, too, and you know
yeah.
what it is when you see it, just by the tail fin and the dorsal.
That dorsal fin, yeah, there's no doubt what it is. That's big old tall
foot,
spike.
3 tons.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I saw one like that in the surf that day. I'd gone back to get the boat, and, man, I saw a big dorsal fin sticking up. He was just cruising on, like, the second bar. I know what he's doing. He's looking for stingrays, you know. He's
right.
cruising, rubbing his belly on that sand, looking for stingrays. And, man, I went back. I cranked up, and I went back to get my customers, and I said, "Guys, if I were y'all, I'd go ahead and get in the boat. There's a hammerhead headed this way, and he's big as this boat." And boy, they hurried up, they climbed on the boat, and they wanted to see him. And I idled back down there, and man, they went, "Oh my God, look at the
yeah.
size of this hammerhead."
Rather see him from the boat than in the water while you're waiting. All right,
oh,
Lynn,
yeah.
I got to run, buddy. Hey, if somebody wants to come to Port O'Connor and fish with you, make a weight or cut a drift, how do they get a hold of you, man?
Oh, yeah, they get me 361. 935-6833.
All right.
And I think it's going to be a good summer, Mick. I believe
it's
it is.
Looking like it. Fishing's good, man. We're having a better spring than everybody anticipated. So fish
That's
on,
true.
Baby. All right, man.
You bet, man.
Thanks, Lynn. Have a good Sunday.
Hey.
See you, buddy.
Yeah.
All right.
Have a good one. Bye.
All right, now let's slide over to Baytown now. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Blaine Fryermood. See how he's percolating this morning. Hey, Blaine, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Mickey, everything's up. It's
little,
gonna be another
breezy
great
this
day.
Morning there, brother.
If you like wind, it's gonna be a great day.
Awesome.
Well, the wind wasn't too bad yesterday. It was down a little bit.
Yeah, I was thinking day. About you, man. I'm watching that wind. I said, well, Blaine's actually getting kind of a break today.
We did, but it came up pretty quick. I still didn't get to get out on the open bay yesterday. I had to go upstream, and we fished that Sisters Helping Sisters tournament, the girls tournament, and I had my same crew I've had for 10 years, and we won it again, thanks to the girls.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome, man.
Yeah. It's a fun trip. There's, you know, 180 people in it, and it's a cancer benefit tournament. So
right.
It's
great
all
cause.
All money goes to a good cause. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the girls get to compete. And it was a great day. We had to win the tournament, you had to have a stringer. The stringer would consist of five fish. So we had three trout and two reds, and we won.
Oh, so you got you a couple of good slot reds then, sounds like.
Yeah, I did. I've only been scouting for this tournament for about 6 weeks, you know, trying to find what I needed to do the deal. But we just got lucky, got to get to them. The two reds went around 16 pounds. I had an 8, 14, and a 794. And then we had our three trout, which the three trout are just, you know, 18 to 20 inches. Mm-hmm. But we totaled 21 pounds, 21-12, which is, you know, that's a little over 21 pounds.
Yeah.
But so when there's a bunch of side pots, too, that's where the money was at. So we needed to catch a separate trout, a separate red, and a flounder, and a drum, and a sheephead. So after we got our stringer, which we pretty well figured we were going to win with the stringer we had, then we started concentrating on all the other stuff, and we the tide quit coming in, and I just had a hard day. And right when we had to get back to the dock to make the weigh-in, the tide started going out. So I kind of missed my period where I needed to catch all the other stuff. The money making stuff was the side pots, but we needed sheephead, drum, flounders, all the above. We had to catch all that, and we had an extra red, and I don't think we won anything with that. And then we had an extra trout. I don't think we won anything with that. And then we had to have a drum closest to 14 inches. And so I think we won something with that.
Yeah.
But anyway, we had a good time. The girls always have a great time. Just they get to compete.
Who do you take? Debbie May and
Cindy Mayo.
Cindy
yeah,
Mayo.
Cindy Mayo. Yeah. James
Those
Mayo's
girls can
wife.
Fish, man.
Yep. Yeah, they love it. We've done well. Fishermen. In the last 10 years, we've probably won that thing five times for the girls.
That's
so
pretty
maybe
impressive.
More than that. We've always placed, but it's just a fun tournament and something good to do. And it's just, man, the turnout was fantastic. There was hundreds and hundreds of people at the weigh-in.
That's what I heard.
I didn't make it. They said it was really big time. They raised a ton of money. Ton of money for the girls. So, but anyway, fishing was fair. Right off the bat, we caught everything real fast when the tide was still coming in.
Uh-huh.
But the minute that tide quit, I struggled the rest of the day.
Yeah, well, that's understandable.
But, man, I kept fishing my areas that I've been fishing, and we lost all that good water, Mickey. The Sanderson River put all of the fresh water on us, and I'm in a bunch. And Burnett Bay is done. It's down to about Scott Bay is where the real bad
water cutoff,
is.
Yeah, the cutoff, yeah.
The cutoff is about, right now, it's about where the Exxon refinery is right now, you know, upstream.
Oh.
And, boy, it's pushed them. It pushes. Things didn't come really easy for me yesterday. Right off the bat, it did. And after that, it's just, once you got to see the sunshine came up and you could see the water. It just, we lost it. We lost it bad. I went into Burnett and it's chocolate milk mud already. And usually it stays green.
That's crazy. But, usually water will bypass it, you know?
I know. But it's tough. It's tough. We're, every day it changes. So that's why I was going to think about going today, because I got trips coming up in the next few days. And I don't know. I think I'm going to take a break today. But I'm tired. But we're losing that.
We're supposed to have some really high winds next couple of days.
All week. I'm looking at it. One day they're saying up to 40 mile an hour winds. I think that's Wednesday.
Tomorrow, the Galveston forecast showed gust over 40 tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. All
crazy.
Right. And now, you know, we've been going upstream all spring long, and it's been good, especially when it's windy.
Well, now, you have to to get out of the wind, and now with the wind, you know, in the fresh water, that's going to be a nightmare.
Here we go again. That's just our life for all of us that live up here and have to fish up here. And all the guys that live down south and towards Galveston and towards, you know, Stanley Island and Tech City, they're fixing to reap the rewards of all this fresh water pushing our fish down there. So, and I'm sure Trinity River's going to push the fish that we had over here on the east shoreline, Trinity, all the way back over there to East Bay. So the people that fish East Bay a lot, they're fixing to see a good push of fish over that way. It's normal for us. That's been our life for 6 or 8 years. We just can't get a good salty spring. You know, the water we just had too many floods, and here it comes again.
Well, so far, Lake Livingston lake level staying down, man. It's only about 3 or 4 inches above pool, and they're only letting out 6,500. So that's good.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Far.
That's good.
Yeah. Really? But it takes a while for that water up north of there to get to the lake, and then, what does it take, about 5 days from the lake to Trinity Bay? So we'll see.
Yeah.
I'll keep an eye on it for us.
Yeah. Well, but did you ever find out how much they dumped out of Lake Houston the other day? And that's, I mean, I know it's a lot because I know how much just chocolate milk, fresh water I've been seeing upstream. So,
man, yeah.
You ever talk to the guy that that fishes over there in Lake Houston, see how much they dump.
Yeah,
out,
I didn't get to talk to him this week. He was sick.
Okay.
And
well, just so from what
I'll
I've seen,
find out from John next week.
Trouble.
It's all relative now. You're already seeing it.
Oh, yeah.
You're seeing
it. Oh, yeah.
It.
Yeah. Oh, I'm seeing it. But the one good thing about it, though, is that the Houston Ship Channel is so deep and pushes so much salt water from the jetties.
Yeah, it turned
it
up fast.
It doesn't take back. Long, but they have to shut the water off at the dam coming out of Lake Houston, and then you got to get rid of all that water.
Exactly.
A lot of transfer fresh water. But eventually that salt water comes back pretty fast now. It's not like the old days. That channel's so deep and wide, that salt water.
Well, wait till they finish this next project when it's even wider, 70-something feet on each side. So that's it. That's like a big
pump. Right now.
Big pump.
They're working on it. Anybody hadn't been out there in the past year or so, go look at all the new levees they've built all the way going out and look at the island they've built out in the middle of Trinity Bay that's covering up a bunch of our reefs out there.
And that's just the beginning stage of that. That thing's going to be huge at the end of this project.
It's already huge, but you can get half a mile away from where they're pumping it, and you're hitting bottom already. And
that was from Hurricane Beryl. They had all that project going, and then that heavy wind and tides pushed it all to the west towards our shoreline.
Yeah.
And,
crazy
times.
Instead of an oyster bottom, it is a clay bottom. It's red clay coming off of red blood.
Yeah, polluted muck off the bottom of that ship channel. All right, Blaine. Well, hey, man, congratulations. I'm glad you and the girls did good again. That's
girls did good. We had fun.
Well, they're really nice girls. I'm glad you put them on some fish.
Hard fishing girls. Did someone call me at 713-703-6656? Fishing is good, and it looks like it's going to continue on. Just get us some calm weather, Mickey. That's all we need.
All right, Blaine.
All right, man.
Rest up and lick your wounds, buddy. See you, man.
Talk to you later. See you
later.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's Captain Blaine Fryermood in Baytown. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break and national anthem, all that good stuff. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.